Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. There's a new way to close business in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of the old tired methods that we're used to. Download the free step-by-step blueprint for how we did this at conversationalfunnels.com. Once more, that's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Dustin Bogle. Dustin is a six-time gym owner who evolved and sold his gyms to go all in on gym reinforcements, an agency for gym owners who needs an expert to run their ads and remote sales reps that do lead nurture. Now he's here to share his best strategies to help you grow your business. Dustin, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is one decision that you've made everybody told you was wrong, but you knew it was right?
Yeah, excited to be here. I think when I think about that question, the audience of this show will probably love it. And that is every time that I chose to raise my prices. The team was worried. Everybody around me is worried. But I just knew that it would fix a lot of problems in our business. The main one is continuing to match inflation. Because in my opinion, if you're not raising your prices at a pretty regular rate, you're basically getting your profits eaten away every year by inflation. So, yeah. Mm.
You know, I'm curious, why is there such a hesitation around raising prices? Because as soon as you said, I hadn't thought about it till you said it, but as soon as you said it, I don't want to make it harder to sell. It's already hard enough. Raising the prices makes it harder. So talk to that.
It does. It's going to increase sales resistance, but I think it's number one, you and your team got to be sold to then sell other people. So it's doing that first internal work, right? Like, we're awesome. What we do is going to change the customer's life. And, you know, if you feel like you need to do upgrades or do, more or provide bonuses to feel good about it, then do that. But like, hey, a lot of times we see other companies do it, and I think we give them a pass because they're big and we're a small business. But if anything, we have to make sure that we're staying competitive because we have the smaller budget. Disney has even come out and said they're on a schedule of raising their park tickets annually by 10% every single year. Like, they're going to just do it forever because of inflation. So like, if they publicly share that and they're not afraid to say it, we, again, we'll give them a pass. We'll give Netflix a pass. We'll give Apple a pass. Like, oh, they're the big companies. They can raise it regularly. I just challenge that. Why not us, right? Like, we have the smaller budget. Most of the time in small business, we need to make sure we're staying profitable as well. So, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that. I have my grandfather was one of the first people to have a camcorder back in the 80s, I know they were around, but like the one at the house. And I remember we went to Disney World in 1989. I was 9 years old. And I remember there's this one little clip of footage where he was buying several tickets to enter the park in Disney World. And he gave him $100 bill. And he showed in the camera, is like, he got like 47 cents back or whatever. And he's like, look, this is all I got left from a $100 bill. But he bought like seven tickets in 1989 to Disney World, And I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. But now it's like, I don't even think that'll get you one ticket these days.
No, nope. Yeah. So yes, that's a good lesson to everybody, that everything around you is going up. So if you're not raising with it, you're just choosing to be the sucker, and you're losing profits for you and your family. So yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. And so the other thing that we lose money on is follow-up. And I know that's something you're really passionate about. And there's some stats out there just to kind of set the stage. You know, the typical touch points is, 8 to 12 touch points before a sale is made. You know, 91% of sales are made in follow-up after the first contact. I mean, there's all kinds of overwhelming science and evidence that points to the fact that you really need to keep up with your customers, but most people don't.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about Fortune follow-up.
Yeah. So that I read that line. I mean, everyone's heard it, like the fortunes and the follow-up. And for whatever reason, it just really stuck with me. So that day forward, every time I did a follow-up, I paid attention to like how many times had I reached out to that lead. And I found it to be true. I never, almost never sold somebody on my first reach out. Like it was always on reach out 2 and 5 and 7 and 12 and 21. And so it really just got my eye on it. You know, it's like that whole RAS, reticular activating system. Once someone puts something in your awareness, you can't unsee it anymore. For whatever reason, for me, it was follow-up and lead nurture. And I was just like, wow, like, so for me, again, you said on the beginning, I own 6 gyms. I was calling people to sell them a fitness program. Not a very easy sales. It's something people need, not necessarily something they want. Like people want a pool, they want a new car, they want an iPad. They need to go to the gym, but they don't really want to go there. You have to turn that need into a want. But I basically built a system that was 4 layers, or you could call it like 4 legs to a stool, that like I just paid attention to what I did and how I was able to outperform other sales reps on our team. And, because sales is a little competitive, but I didn't want to be selfish and keep the playbook to myself to make the business grow. I wanted to make it a system that I teached and that everyone was doing. And so I just started to capture it and make it into like a simple 4-pronged approach. And that's the Fortune follow-up system. But yeah, like the stats are real. And I bet anyone listening to this that does any type of sales, you probably have never sold someone on the first outreach, right? So like, but unfortunately, most business owners that I talk to, that's where their outreach stops. Is I contacted them one, I called them once, I texted them once, they didn't reply. I'll leave them alone. And unfortunately, you're doing them a disservice by leaving it at that, right?
Yeah, indeed, that's true. And so, talk to me. I got some stories about that. Well, let me just there's a I was being cocky one day, and I'm known to do this. I try to be as humble as possible, but every once in a while, you gotta let out the tiger,
Yeah.
And so I was bragging about the fact that I don't check my voicemail. Yeah, there's nothing there. It's always garbage. It's like whatever. And so I'm sitting there with a friend of mine and I'm like, look, it's just all going to be trash. And I went and I pulled up the first number and I hit play on the voicemail and it said, "Hi, Josh. I've been thinking about it and I'm really ready to go ahead and sign up for that $30,000 program that you had mentioned to me a couple of months ago. So, if you could get back to me soon, that would be appreciated." And my jaw dropped because this message was left like 2 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
And I just immediately just like, how much of my foot can I eat right now?
Yes.
Because I didn't follow up. I didn't follow up with that person because you never know when somebody's going to be ready. At the time, she was teetering and I just gave up. And I did call her back. She was super pissed. And 8 months later, after all of that, she came back around and bought anyway.
Nice. Well,
But
yeah.
yeah, that was painful. But you never know because it may not be the right thing. They may not re be ready to receive it, or the timing may just be off at that moment. And so it's kind of your responsibility to keep up with that. If they showed interest, your job is to say, well, hey, are you actually interested or not? And get that answer.
Yes. Yeah, and I find most human behavior comes from pain, so that's another example that like something very painful made you change. And it happens in fitness. Like people will not go until they're finally, again, ladies, I found there's triggering numbers when the 40th birthday is coming up. So I would get a lot of 38 and 39-year-olds joining my gym. I'm like, why are you? Oh, 40's coming up. I gotta look good for my 40. And it was like this painful number. They wanted to look good because they knew they were gonna throw a big party for the 40th, right? Or the number 200 when they were 194 or 97. I was getting all these members that were right under 200. I'm like, what? They're like, oh, I'm creeping too close. I said I'd never be 200. I got to join the gym. And it's like when the pain finally magnifies to a place where you cannot take it another instant, you finally act. Unfortunately, that's how most people are wired. You can do all the pleasurable stuff. We gave the statistics, we tried to paint the good side. No one's going to move until they go into their CRM and see all the misdemeanors. And the pain will get them to move way quicker. You know, you say you should take care of your kids and make them healthy. Well, the minute their leg's broken, you're speeding down the highway and you got no regard for anyone because you want them at the hospital, right? So like pain happening to us or people we care about, and I would bet you care about your customers. So I think it's important that you kind of almost force yourself to feel some pain and go exploring your CRM, go into your social media, find missed sales, because then you won't probably ignore it, you know, lead nurture anymore. You'll take it way more serious.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And so you said there's a four-pronged approach to this. Can you just kind of give us the high-level overview of what those four prongs are and why they're important?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is if you want to like have complete coverage and make sure you don't miss any sales. So the first, most obvious one is brand new leads, right? People coming from organic strategies, could be your social media, could be paid strategies if you're running ads. I'm a big fan of developing just a beginner starter kit. I call it a 5x2. And so what that means is for the first 5 days after opting in, they get 2 reach outs a day. That's when the person is the most primed to buy, and you're speeding up those contacts, right? If I tell you it's going to take 10 contacts, well, do you want to wait 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 50 days? You build that out, right, by your outreach. So I believe in doing, I call it channel rotation. So I will do text and a phone call day one, and then I'll do an email and a phone call day two, and then I'll go back to a text and a phone call day three. But usually I like a phone call every day, because you can have a much shorter engagement and get into a sale. Not a lot of sales happen just through text and email. It's pretty rare. You need to talk to someone. And if you sell through Zoom or something, you can replace phone call with a Zoom. But it's a written format and then a spoken format. Because as humans, when we just see text, it's pretty lifeless. It's black and white text. It doesn't really speak to us. When you hear someone's voice, or you send them a personalized Loom, or you get on a Zoom call with them, this gets me more trusting with you, right? I build more of that know, like, and trust. So that's the first prong, is just build out the first week. You don't have to think about what's going to happen in the first month. Just build that first week 5x2, that they get 2 reach 5 days a week straight right after opting in. But change it. And, you know, kind of going to what you said, is like when that person reached out, they were more like the section of leads that are like they just need offers and they need to be closed. But there's also a subset of leads that don't know, like, and trust you, and they need more content. They need to be warmed up a little bit more. They need some free content. They need some PDFs. They need some lead magnets. They need to be warmed up. And I even say, you know, to people, like, look at your own buying behavior. When's the last time you followed someone on social media and bought from them the same day? But then we're frustrated when our new follows or our new leads don't buy in the same day. And it's like, if you don't act that way, why do you expect other people to act that way, right? What did you normally do? You follow them, you consume their content for a few weeks, a few months. Finally, they built enough trust, they ran a special, and you grab whatever they were doing, right? So like, that's how you want to reverse engineer it. It's like, there's a group of people who are ready to buy and a group who just do not know you at all. Make sure your outreach covers both, right? So sprinkle a little bit of both in that 5x2.
Awesome. Yeah. And so just for the interest of time, could you hit like the highlights of these other kind of facets really quick without, we probably don't have time to go into like a little detail.
Sure. So the other one is just like reactivating your database. I call it database dynamite. And basically it's sending out a text to a small batch of leads that are old in your database. You know, I usually say about 5 or 10% of your leads a day, just send them a text, right? And you can alternate between content and offers. So that's the second prong. The third, I call this the double dip. What that means is when you do make a sale, ask for a referral at the point of sale. And that allows you to double dip. You can get 2 sales. We find the average is about 30% of people will refer you somebody right out of the gate, because people want to bring people along with them on a journey. You know, we go see a great movie we love and we tell other people to go see it. Well, when I buy something and I know someone else that would enjoy it, you just got to ask me and I'll get them enrolled for you, right? So that's the double dip. And then the fourth is just dialing for dollars, which we've all heard, but basically It just means pick up the phones and just start talking to people, right? Like, I am a big believer in your output creates your input. So when you're outbounding text and phone calls and posts, it's going to come back to you in terms of conversations and sales. But like, a lot of people just sit and wait for the phone to ring, but like, you didn't do any output. So you need to dial for dollars, right? And that's the four-pronged approach.
I love that. And so tell us where we can learn more about what you do, who you help, and who's a good fit for you.
Yeah, so the easiest that I'm most active is going to be Facebook and Instagram. You just search my name, Dustin Bogle. If somebody happens to be in fitness, which I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that are specifically gym owners, you could pick up my book, Reinforce Your Gym, on Amazon. But yeah, if it's more general business stuff you need help with, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook.
Excellent. And that website for your gym owners is gymreinforcements.com.
Yeah. Yep. We help gym owners with their marketing and then plugging in remote sales reps. So that's what we do.
Excellent. Great. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dustin Bogle, for joining us and sharing such valuable insights about how he gets the deal done and keeps in touch with his database through Fortune Follow-Up. You can learn more about what he's doing for gyms by going to gymreinforcements.com, or you can find him on Facebook and Instagram. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Be bold, stay sharp, and keep grinding till you get there. We'll see you later.